Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Loons at Allianz tonight, Midway, St. Paul. Andy Greeter covers the club for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Andy, I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Loons back home, Real Salt Lake in town, and the Loons trying to bounce back after their first L of the year at Philly.
Yeah, they lost 2-0 and had some real defensive issues on a corner kick and on an individual duel that cost them two goals and their first loss of the season, like you mentioned. And, you know, it's for Eric Ramsey's second game as head coach, so it's the first time he's had to deal with a loss and get a team to bounce back in short order to play again. Those defensive issues will be magnified tonight against Real Salt Lake because they've got Chicho Arango, who's had a hat trick last weekend and is second in the league with five goals. He's a real threat. So the Loons' defensive issues without Mickey Tapias are going to be under the microscope yet again.
Yeah, and the thought was, and we had talked during that opening stretch where, you know, they had played really well and had yeah, you know, points in every outing so far. Is this a sense where maybe the club's returning to the mean a little bit, that this is maybe some of the shortcomings of the club?
I don't know so much that. I think Philly is one of the best teams in Major League Soccer, going on the road and winning at a place that's a perennial powerhouse in the Union.
Yeah.
You know, isn't, you know, devastating by any means. I think the defensive issues and some of the lack of depth that I think we're starting to see without Mickey Tapias, who's their left-sided center back. He was out last week. He was out this week. They had to kind of plug in Devin Padelford from Maplewood, who usually plays fullback in a central defender spot, and that was new for him in MLS. And they brought in a new substitution, Victor Erickson, who new Chief Soccer Officer Khalid El-Ahmad signed in the offseason, and he had a really poor performance in that game. So I wonder who's going to start this game at that spot. So I think it's more just kind of individual errors and just kind of collective things defensively on that set piece that were really the issue. Obviously, they're without Emmanuel Reynoso. He's, you know, working on his U.S. green card in Argentina. So anytime you don't have your best player, I think things are going to be a little disjointed. And Minnesota's been playing without him for all but 30 minutes this season. So it's something that they've grown accustomed to. But, you know, in this league where you have a salary budget, you really need your designated players to be difference makers, and he's not even in the country right now.
Yeah, and Andy, any thought on how long it'll take to get that cleared up?
You know, it's kind of it sounds like things were progressing with kind of his paperwork and his meetings, and that's what I had heard, you know, a week ago. I'm just coming off vacation, so I don't know all of the particulars about that. But, yeah, I think they really want him back. In the meantime, you know, they had a bye week a couple of weeks ago, and they sent him down to Argentina to get that sorted with that bye week. And now we're running on to 3 weeks now. So, you know, a lot of that is kind of outside of the club's control, outside of the league's control, and it's really kind of an international immigration type thing that the country has to deal with, and he has to get in line accordingly, and that's kind of where they're at right now with it.
Andy, we haven't brought up the business side a ton, but it's still very early. The Loons had a disappointing season last year. Adrian Heath and the club parted ways. There was a fair amount of turmoil. Has that impacted the gate and the supporters that show up at Allianz? What have you seen so far this year on that side of it?
You know, it's been the same since they've opened the building in 2019. It's a sellout every single game. I think that they're in full voice. I think that they've had a couple of, you know, kind of what they call in the soccer world, TIFOs, banners that they'll hand make for the club and for the head coach in Eric Ramsey's case. And those were around at the start of the season. So I think the fan base is still very much behind this team, still very much interested. You know, they've do a great job of filling Allianz Field, and that's continued here this season.
Yeah, and once again, the Loons and Real Salt Lake coming up, and it is a long year. And Andy, what's the next opportunity where they could make some moves? Because it is different where some sports there's trade deadlines, et cetera, but there's transfer windows, et cetera. There's international play that needs to be considered. What's the next opportunity for the club to maybe make a move?
Yeah, well, the current primary transfer window is still open, but I don't expect Minnesota United to make any more moves. They kind of did what they needed to do in the offseason. And that's part of the reason that Emmanuel Reynoso is down in Argentina is because he has one of the 8 international roster spots, so they want to get him off of that with a U.S. green card, and then they can use that international roster spot to bring in somebody in the offseason. So that's part of the reason why they're doing this now. Obviously, they like to have this done in the offseason, but that's not the case currently. So, yeah, they've got one open designated player spot. Teemu Pukki and Emmanuel Reynoso occupy the other 2. So that's a lot of flexibility for this club to be able to add a high-priced player that doesn't go against their salary budget. They've got what they call an under-22 initiative spot as well for a young, promising player to be able to spend a little bit more on him and not have to deal with the risk that often comes with young players and the variance on if they're going to be successful or not. You know, it sounds like Khalid El Ahmad, the new chief soccer officer, wants to go bigger this summer. Obviously, it'll be bigger whatever they do. Compared to what they did this winter. But I think people are really interested to see where they're going to be at. You know, Khalid El Ahmad and Eric Ramsey, you know, started very late in the process here. So they're very much still getting an assessment and a read and an understanding of what the current team has and where it might be best to kind of plug and play some new players in the summer transfer window. But that wouldn't come around until July or August. So kind of is what it is for this time right now. This is a team that, like you said, they were underwhelming last year, but their quote-unquote underlying numbers, their expected goals, some of the kind of analytics that are behind the game, said that they really underperformed, that you know they should have had a lot more points, and they likely should have been a playoff team. So there's still plenty of talent on this team to be able to get it done.
Well, Andy, always good to visit with you. Look forward to your coverage tonight. Once again, tomorrow in the paper and, of course, online at TwinCities.com. Have a good evening.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right. There he is, Andy Grittier of the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.